You are in the season of the time. The next thing you must do when you are in the season of the time, you see, you will go back and see Genesis. At the time when Jacob had the time and season, he was running away from his brother, Esau. He was going towards the land of Laban, where his uncle's house was. And he was going to this land, a little town of Laban. And he's on the way, he fell asleep. He wanted to sleep. So he took a stone and fell aside, and he slept for a while. And then the heavens opened, and the spiritual eyes of Jacob was opened. And now he saw the heavens door open, angels coming down, ministering, and going up the ladder to Nathan. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So you saw the time was there, it was the time, but now he took a position where he is in line now to be positioning himself to see what God has got for him. You can be in the time and the season, but you don't open your spiritual eyes, you don't open your spiritual ears, you don't have sensitive to the spiritual realm, then you have a problem because you don't know what God has got for you, and God is going to speak to you at the time. In the Old Testament, you'll find that every time the tent of the old, the ark of the covenant was, where the Holy of Holy was, there was a position the tribes took place. The tribes has to sit in a position. They cannot change position. It's God's divine appointment. They should be sitting at certain position. If you're looking at up there, you'll find the position God has given to the different tribes of people. They have to sit at one place and they cannot go to the other place. Man. You will see the north, the south, and the east and the west. In the center is a place where the tabernacle is. If you find the tabernacle is in the center, this is the tabernacle, the whole entire court. This is the outer court, where even some of these people or Gentiles will be there. And this is the altar of sacrifice. This is the layer where they go inside, showbread. And they'll come into the Holy of Holy. The showbread is here, and the Holy of Holy place is here. Now this is the south, that's the north, that's the west, that's the east. God positioned 12 tribes according to how he wanted them to see them. And every tribe has got a reason they are called to be a tribe. Alright? Everyone has got a positioning that they have to be a tribe. You'll find in this place there are two tribes here, which are two different tribes here, which is kept away from them. One is Aaron, you'll find he's segregated. Another Aaron and also Moses segregated. You'll find the Levites who go around here is segregated. The rest of the tribes are still in position. Now let's look at this. On the eastern side, it starts from the leader of eastern tribe is Judah. Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun are the three tribes. Judah is a tribe that where which the Lord Jesus Christ will come from, the line of Judah. Amen?
Amen?
So you know that he comes from the tribe of the line of Judah. But you see, Issachar is a man who will know the seasons and times last night I told you. Hello? And you see, Zebulun is another one who moves on into the... These three tribes are the people who are spearheading. Amen. Who spearheads. Now on the north you find Dan, Asher, and Naphtali. There is something which is written about Asher. Asher is a forgiver. He blesses people. Asher is a person, the tribe which blesses people. And he puts a group there on the northern side. And the southern side, you'll find Gad, Simeon, and Reuben. These three tribes are the tribes from this side. Korah comes from there. At the western side, you'll find Benjamin, Manasseh, Ephraim. This is from Joseph. And God has placed every tribe. Whenever there is a tent, whenever there is a pitching of the tent, wherever they are staying, this is how they must take order. When they move, they must also work water in the same order they will move. The Ark of the Covenant will be carried in the same position as they are situated now. is the God who designed the universe. God is the God who knows what to do at different times and seasons. And He positioned His people so that the Holy of Holies is protected. Hello? So that the Holy of Holies is protected. If you go back to see the Kings or even Chronicles, you'll find, well, even in the time of in Chronicles, you'll find, or even you'll find in the book of 2 Samuel, you'll find, when David was excited about bringing the Ark of the Covenant back into the city, he brought forth people and he called them the first time, and he brought this Ark of the Covenant out, and one of those guys who touched the Ark of the Covenant as it was limping, as the wheel of the Ark of the Covenant was going aside, and this guy touched it and he died. So the positioning of the Holy of Holies is important, and the positioning of the tribes and the rooms together is important. The position brings anointing. Amen. The position brings anointing. God anoints every tribe according to the position they are given, and according to the power they need, God releases that amount of power needed for the tribe. Amen. If you are the commando in front going for war, God will give you enough power so that you can go through and spearhead and move through into the jungle. You'll move through all the tanks and you'll move through the things that God has power for you. So we want to be the commanders, not the ones sitting behind. Hello? In the army of God, the best person can be in are commandos. Because they have enough power, they will not think of anything else. You know, how does the commando think about? The commando are taught how not to think or disobey the order of the person who gives him the order. If you go to Malacca, there is the camp called Trinda camp in Sungai Udang, and Sungai Udang camp is the commandos camp in the nation of Malaysia. They train them there. They go through hard training. They don't think. They are told not to think. They don't are not supposed to reason out why. Why am I supposed to kill this person? Why am I supposed to move this way? Why am I supposed to fly? Why am I supposed to parachute at this time at this time? They are not supposed to think. They are people who are built to go in front and charge. They are a group of people who will go out and say, whatever it is, whatever barrier is, I know I can get over that barrier. They will give their lives for the master. They will give their lives for a master. I can talk with you in that fashion. In my school days, after my school days of Form 5, I was adopted into, drafted into the Sungai Udang camp. It is not easy to live there. For 6 months, it's a time of trial. It's a time that early morning you get up. If you say something or you laugh at a time of attention, you laugh and you are put out there in a sunny day with only underwear to sit. See the sun come right to you and the whole body is tanned. Only underwear, nothing else. That's a punishment. If you do more than that, you have to go on the hard rocks around the seaside and go around, running around with your underwear. That's how they train you. Without shame. Without any barriers. They don't stop. You want to see how a commando is trained? It's much more different from the normal army's training. So God is training us to be the commandos, to be in front. The commandos has a power because they don't think and rationalize. Others think, why should I attack? I should not attack. I find it's very passionate. This person, there's no passion. They have only one order from God. And that order is for us to go forth and take over the kingdom of God. Joshua was given that commando's order. You go back and read Joshua. From chapter 1 until all end of the chapters, until he says goodbye to every one of them. That's the sad thing that happened. Some of them went and took the land, but they compromised because they saw the people so nice and gentle, and they saw beautiful women, handsome men there. They said, never mind, let them live as they are. We will live together with them. But the command of God was not to think. I said, go out and get the land, kill the people. Why kill the people? When you kill the people, the living thing that moves with the people will also be killed. Every idolatry, everything that has been brought into the land, everything that holds them will be also killed. If you are into that land, If you are into the place there where God has called you, by His blood He's called you, by His sacrifice on the cross He's called you to be a tribe, to stand where you are, to be the commando, you are called to be a commando. If you are called to be the person who is sitting behind and preparing the commandos, you are called to be the prayer warriors. Shielding the person, supplying the ammunition to them. Hello? Do you follow what I'm saying? There are positions we have to take. An army has got positions. The commandos, then the soldiers, then they come the tank, and other people will come after that. Because the tank is just to support the good soldiers out there. The tank is just a missionary to support the foot soldiers. If the foot soldiers don't take control of the land, you have not conquered the land. The Lord says, wherever your feet touches, that territory is yours. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
If you believe that wherever you go, you carry the glory of God. When you carry the glory of God as a tribe that God has called you, wherever you put and say, Lord, I put my hands, my legs here in this place, and I ground myself here, and the territory here belongs to me. Not only the natural, but the supernatural belongs to me too. Amen. A commander will not ask, why is it that I have to do this? I will not ask why. Why, Lord, that I have got to do? Because the word of God says otherwise. It says, go and conquer and protect over the land. Man failed to take over the land. He started compromising. In Joshua, God gave a new breath to them, a new life to them, a new journey to them, a new desire to them, a new goal for them, a new direction for them. But they failed. Because the position we are sitting, you are supposed to fulfill the position that I called to. Hello? Do you get what I'm saying? If you are a father and a mother, if you do not fulfill the father and the mother's position and you fail, then the future generation shall be failed. If you are a grandmother and grandfather, if you do not fulfill what you are supposed to testify to the generations of the church, your sons, you fail the generation. If you are called to be something in the church, if you are called somewhere in the department, whatever you are supposed to do, you have not fulfilled what you are supposed to do, you have failed in that situation. Many of us would like to think about Ahmad Badawi, the prime minister who slapped him in his position. You know, there was a lot of videos going around. People criticizing. But he was a more liberal man. And I pray today, we will not sleep in our position. Time is too short. We will not sleep in our position. You must know, the temple of God is within you. The word of God emphasizes, the temple of God is within you. Anyone who has accepted Jesus Christ, the temple of God is within you. Tell your neighbor, you are the temple of God. Tell your neighbor that you are the temple of God. Go and speak to somebody and tell them you are the temple of God. In front, behind, beside, everywhere, wherever you can. You are the temple of God. You are the temple of God. Now tell them, I am the temple of God.
I am the temple of God.
It's easy for me to see that if you are a temple of God, I'm happy because you have to keep yourself holy. Now I know I am a temple of God. I have to keep myself holy. Hello?
Everybody quiet.
They're going quiet already. Others' problems you can see, others' problems, anything that you can see, but you don't want to see your own self. That's why we call for a big mirror. I got a mirror the other day, you know. Somebody gave it to me. They were shifting house and they gave a mirror. I said, I don't take much things from that. Namala, this mirror looks nice, I'll take it or not. One side I looked at it, suddenly it flipped the other side. Suddenly my face became so big. I could see all my flaws. See, I've never seen this kind of mirror. Got such mirror. Huh?
Yep.
Ladies seem to know this.
Yes. That's how we do
our makeup. Grab it. My gosh. Wow. I was really surprised. Suddenly I see a big face in front of me. Just turn over the mirror, becomes a big face. Turn the other side, becomes small face. We don't see the details. We have to turn the mirror, which side is big. You can see an actual pores of your face, your skin.
then you realize who we are. We are in Christ Jesus. In the Gospels, Matthew chapter 16, verse 27, Jesus says this: "For the Son of Man will come in the glory of the Father, in the glory of his Father, with his angels, and then he will reward each according to their works, according to his works." Matthew chapter 24, 27. "For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be." First he says he's going to come. Second thing he says, he's going to come like lightning. Third thing, Matthew 24:44. "Therefore you also will be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." When we do not know, and we do not know, and we do not know which side from the east to the west is how it is, he says, "Like the east from the east and to the west, as the lightning shines, I shall come," he says. And be watchful. And the hour that we don't expect, he will come. We don't know when that is. We don't know when that is. But it's a call. By the three verses I've given you, he's calling every Christian to be watchful. Every Christian is called to be waiting. Every Christian is called to be prayerful. Every Christian is called to be expectant. Every Christian's calling is to be watchful, waiting, prayerful, and expectant. It is not only certain people, but every Christian. Amen? Praise God. Bless the Lord. No. You know, sometimes you tell me, "Pastor, how can I be sitting in my house expecting, waiting, and then, you know, waiting and praying, and then, you know, some more other watching, look up with all the binoculars, with all the telescope to see what's cool, whether the sky is bright or dark. It's very boring, man. I must get out of this." Because every Christian is called to be one. Do we have the banners here today? Did we bring that small slip banners? It's my car. Okay. Never mind, I didn't bring the key. What we'll do is, you know that it's given to us. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24-25. How many of you can recite that now and tell me? Because it was hanging for almost a year in the church. The banner was hanging in the church for almost a year now. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24-25. That's the reason I brought the banner, and to show you all it was there. Paul says this very clearly to the Hebrews: "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works," 25, "not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." What is the day? The day is in capital letter. What is the day? The day that is, you know, God is telling you that the Son of God is come, Son of Man is coming. He's given three things. He'll come and reward. He'll come like lightning. He'll come at a time that you don't know. Brothers and sisters, what is this assembly of people is all about? Assembling is called of saints. Assembling of the saints is not calling the assembly of the people outside there. It's calling the assembly of the people who have accepted Jesus Christ, and they are called saints. And the assembly of the saints together is called the church. An assembly of your saints getting together wherever they are called church. It's not a building, it's not a structure, but it's the people gathering together. It's called the church. The assembly is a church. So God is asking us today whether, you know, when we sense in the life that we should not assemble, there are a group of people who say, "I do don't need a church. I can stay at home and pray. You'll be lonely. You'll be bored. You'll give up. It's difficult because you don't have the strength. You don't have the people with you to support you. That is why God is in the design. I called you, but I know you can't withstand your own. I'm going to call a group of commanders together with you, and they will stay together with you. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is not alone a soldier, but you are an army. God called us out from Egypt. God called us out as an army. So he will remain as army. What you saw just now is like an army. They prepare. They go together. The main purpose is to protect the Holy of Holies. So the Holy of Holies will be protected. Every flag sits everywhere. There is no gap for any one of them to come and kill or take over the Holy of Holies. Amen. In order for us to move, we must assemble. If we don't assemble as people, as the line of the Judah of tribe and every other tribe that's around, we have failed God in keeping the Holy of Holies together. Amen. Number one position that you take in your life after knowing Christ is choosing a church. Positioning yourself in a church, an assembly of people. An assembly of people will be there together with you so that they can go together. Assembly of saints. It's not people any longer, but it's saints. It's important for the people, that the saints gather together and worship together. Amen. That's number one position. What are we gathered here for? What are we gathered here for? Are we here gathered to worship alone? Are we gathered to do? Oh, pastor says no. It's a tradition. The churches in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, the first church gathered together, so we gather now. Monkey see, monkey do. You eat one peanut, the monkey also eat peanut. You throw a peanut like that, he also do the same thing. You throw a peanut to somebody else, the monkey also throw the peanut to somebody else. If it doesn't find anybody else, I'll throw it back to you. Monkey see, monkey do. No, we are not in the world of business of monkey see, monkey do. We are in the business of Holy of Holies. We are in the business of protecting the Holy of Holies. We are in the business of doing the things that God has promised us to do, asked us to do in the times of that we are journeying in our life. Whether you have entered into the Holy of Holies when you are young, when you are teenage, when you are in the 20s, adult, or you are in the 30s, whichever clock your time you see, last night we talked about a clock, whatever time you enter into, it doesn't matter, but you must assemble. The positioning number one is assembling of people, of the saints together, that they will be able to receive the blessings that God has got for his saints in the assembly. Amen. Praise God. 1 Thessalonians. In the Old Testament, there are people who say, don't need a church nowadays, you know. People say, don't need to go to church, I go there, I become more problematic, I rather stay at home, I pray. I tell you what, I call my neighbor, I sit down and pray, He go to church and come back, I'll sit down and listen from him, because I don't want to go around with people. New church, the church which God established, Jesus Christ established in the New Covenant, the book of Acts, church. Only the people who were removed from the assembly because of public sin, who do not want to submit to the kingdom of God, who do not want to submit to the God himself, Jesus Christ himself, they were removed. Paul speaks very well. If the people do not want to hear, when one or two go and speak to the person, doesn't listen, three or four, five of the elders speak to them, doesn't listen. Give that flesh to the person, to the devil, so that the soul can be saved. Amen. 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 Who can find the verse now? Give the flesh. Give the flesh, render the flesh to devil, so that the soul can be saved. Unless the people were removed from the assembly because of public sin, who do not want to repent and contaminate the book, they were asked to move out from the church. They were the only people who were churchless.
there are saints who all have churches together. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. So positioning yourself, number one, is to, in the church, assembling, is so that the blessings of God will be in alignment with you. Right? Praise God. Therefore, when we could no longer enjoy it, we thought it good to be left at Athens. It could be left at in Athens alone. Verse 2. And sent Timothy, our brother, and minister to God, minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and encourage you concerning your faith, that no one should be shaken by these afflictions, for you yourselves know that we are appointed to this. Number 2. The second position we have to take is spoken in the second verse of 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. And he says it very clearly. We assemble for a reason. We've got a purpose to assemble. An assembly of people so that we can, number one, he talks about establish. To establish. What is establish? What is the dictionary word of establish? We gather for establishing. What is the meaning of establishment? Number one, it calls for stabilizing. Number 2 is what? Strengthening. Number 3 is, you know, when you pump up or give somebody to encouragement, you know, something you say, boost them up. Is that right? You boost the person up, pump the person up. If the person has no makeup, you make some makeup for them. Hello? Hello, ladies? Still listening? So it's to stabilize the person. So we gather together in the assembly to stabilize the person who is unstable at times. Saints can get unstable at times. In the journey of life, as I told you yesterday, we get tired and sometimes we get bored. And this time is why we gather together, so that we can be stabilized. The assembly of people is to stabilize. Positioning yourself to be stabilized. What is stability? Stabilizing in your faith. Old Testament was written in Hebrew, equivalent to establish. If you look at establish, what is established in the Old Testament, in the Hebrew word, we'll find in Exodus chapter 17, verse 12. Chapter 17, verse, if you can see chapter 17, I think yesterday, a few days, Brother Andrew was talking about it. Let's go to Exodus. Are you with me so far? Are you hearing?
Yes.
From verse 8 onwards, you'll find Amalek, the group of people, Amalek group of people, came against the Israelites. When the Amalek group of people came against the Israelites, and Moses told Joshua, you go and fight the war. I'll go up to the hill with Aaron and Hur, and I will stand with the rod. And as I stand with the rod, you will win the war. The word of God says very clearly that as he was standing and warring, Joshua was warring, but the work of Aaron and Moses was to carry his hands up. As he was carrying his hands up, he got tired. Every time he gets tired, he put down the hand, the war was lost. Every time he puts up his hand, the war was won. Now, these two men called Aaron and Hur watched this old man standing there and carrying his hand, putting down, carrying his hand. I think he's tired. Oh, okay, Hur, Aaron, come, let's go and do something for this old man. Let's put out a stone, put him here. Now sit down, old man. Moses now sat down for a while, but still could not, because his hand is tired. It's not about his back or his buttocks or his legs. His hand became tired. So what they did was, next was to carry his hands. Hello? They carried his hands. One held on one side and the other one held the other side. There were two people, Aaron and her.
Many of the time people relate this Moses to be the pastor. As a congregation we gather together, you are into war. You have got your own personal war in your life. You've got your own things that are going in your life. As we gather as a congregation, there are we looking for people who are Aaron and her among you, that who can carry up your hands. That is the reason why we are here together, to assemble. The equivalent word for establishing is found in verse 12. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. What is the equivalent word? Steady. To make a person steady. How many of us go out of balance in our life? How many of you have been out of balance? It looks like only the pastor is the only one. He's willing to carry up and tell you, yes, I was one of them. I lost my bearing in my life. When I lost my bearing in my life, I came to this church called Amazing Grace. Somebody recommended to this church called Amazing Grace. They said, if you actually want pastor by the name of Hildegard and a German lady, I expected to be a woman who are very gentle. Oh, James, come. No, my name was called Das. Come, Das. Come inside. Sit down. What's your problem? Oh, no. But this pastor was better. Are you? Go inside. Why are you looking so silent? What's your problem? My world came down now. I don't have my family. I don't have anything now. I've not worked for about 3 years. Are you a man or a girl? Man. Can you put your hands down? Yo, that also must put down hand and talk to stabilize yourself. She was doing, what she was doing is, she was stabilizing me to stand on my back. Hello? She was stabilizing me not to lose hope, but to stand on my back. The frame that God has given me, the back, the frame that God has given me is the bone. Stand up. Stand up as a warrior. Stand up. Don't do hope. Give up, lose and hope. There is hope for you because God has given you hope. That's the assembly of the people of God, the saints, to make you steady when you're not steady. Your position you take is to make steady. Many of them, it's easy. Last week when I said, no, the Lord told me to wash the feet. It's easy for you to wash the pastor's feet because we can choose whom we can want to wash. Can you wash anybody's feet? Can you wash like Jesus washed? Ask yourself today. Are you willing to wash anyone? Doesn't matter who the person is. Then we are called to be stabilizers. We are called to be people to establish other people. You position yourself in the assembly to establish yourself and establish others in the assembly. Amen. 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 There is a calling for every one of us. That you not only choose a church to come so that you assemble together. That's the positioning, number one. Second positioning is the blessing shall come upon you when you are down. When somebody beside you is down. The neighbor you do not know. The neighbor you know, but you don't want to know the person. When he is down or she is down, you are able to carry their hands up and they are going through their moments of tough time. And the day when I walked into the church and I walked into a small congregation of people, less than 15 people together, and they sat down and one by one came carrying my hands up, lifted my spirit up, and I was telling you I was lost. I wanted to suicide. And there was this man, this woman, and a group of people got together and said, do not worry about Shisaro. Shisaro is not of God. God appointed you from the beginning of the time of your life when you were planted in the womb of your mother. God has already chosen you. Enlighten me. They prophesied to my life. That is a prophecy. You have a destiny.
somebody told me that I've got a demon inside me. Everybody is telling me I've got a demon inside me. Let's see whether you have a demon or not. Start praying now. When the congregation started praying and then passed the laid hands, and you see this man was troubled, the man was shaken, the man was chosen and life and future, and he saw this man, and they were saying, there is no demon, the hands of God is upon you, we see the hands of God upon you. Isn't that a prophecy? Isn't that uplifting of a person? Isn't that a life given to a person? A restored life to a man who was laid to die? That is what a congregation is supposed to assemble for. It's not to kick another person, to kill another person, to find a way to pinch another person, to find a way to slap another person, or to hit another person, but assemble for one purpose. What Jesus has done for us, we are able to do somebody else. We are positioning for blessings. Unless you do unto the neighbors as what people have done unto you, you cannot see the blessing coming through your life. Then the name of this man was changed. He was called James. 7 days from the day his name was called James. New opportunity, new things happened. Do you not know that this man was had a problem in his brains? The man we call pastor had a problem with his brains. Something went wrong. And God healed him in the year 2004. God touched you physically. Turn around the brains. If this assembly of people was so close to me, would I leave them? Would I leave them?
No.
I would stick with them. Because God chose them to be with me. God provided them for me in my journey. God said, these are the people who are going to lift you up. James, your name is now your name. James, you are tired of your life. Things are wrong. Never mind what happened before. That is life. Carry on your hands. Carry on your hands. I will carry you. It's so difficult because you're tired. You're lonely. Things are not right. I will carry your hands. People carry their hands. It's not I carry the hands. Moses' hand was not carried by him. The Lord says, I am appointed people around them. I have appointed Aaron, her, and many others in the congregation. They can carry it. I don't need to carry it. Why should I do when the people I have appointed called saints? If they can't do the purpose that I've called them for, then they are not purposed to be saints. Amen. So says the Lord this morning. Amen. There were opportunities for this called James. Suddenly anointing, suddenly things that he is not worthy of was given because this group started praying and crying for this man. They cried. Every time we assembled, they cried because somebody's life was at stake. Somebody wanted to commit suicide. Somebody wanted to run away from life because he doesn't have the loved ones of his life. One sister by name Petra, one day she had a vision. James, the Lord is telling you, you count the days from today onwards. In 3 years' time from today, your sons will be with you. So it came past. It came to pass that on Sundays I could see my children. That was uplifting. That is a prophecy given by an ordinary person in the congregation. We need a prophet from somewhere to come down. We don't see somebody who is so a child as a prophet. You have the prophecy in your mouth. You have the words in your mouth. How could he leave this congregation which gave him life? Second chance in his life. Would you want to leave? When the anointing came, things passed by. When there was an announcement of one time, I remember there was a few prophecies. One of the prophecies came unto a woman who was a prominent woman that she would be married. The day and the time came to write, and you don't know why God put into my mouth that word, and it came to pass, and my name was established. And he says, now James, I've established your name. What I've said to you has come to pass, and it will come to pass everything that you say. People started gathering around me, not for God, but for the things that God speaks to my mouth. You see, you lose essence. And you have offers. People offer you, James, come.
You'll be my second man in my grown group. We go around the world. We establish organization. You don't have to be a small group of people. This man, James, when he came into this church, he did not have a dime in his hands. He did not have a single cent in his hands. He was in debt. More than half a million. And God settled it for me. I'm still settling one of those debts. But God has been gracious to me. Would I leave this congregation? There was a blessing. There was a season of positioning that I chose a congregation. A congregation where people know how to lift up the Moses hand. The Moses hand is not a pastor's hand alone. It's the hand of everyone who's a neighbor, seated beside you, behind you, in front of you, who's with you, assembling together, worshiping God. That is the neighbor. That is the saying that you have to lift up. Not Moses any longer. Moses no longer lives here. He's in the paradise. There are people walking through in life that we have to now prop up. Give them the chance. God has chosen you and me to do. There were times there was no fulfillment. And they prayed. And they prayed. The next day, an envelope comes from somewhere from outside of the church and says, there is a man in this church called James, and please give this envelope. God spoke to me last night, I was praying, and there is a church called the Amazing Grace. I have to look for this church and find out and come and give it to you today morning, Pastor. I have to give it to you because God asked me to give this envelope to the name, the man called James. This man called James was praying for 1 week and saying, I have to meet my target of paying certain bills, and I have to pay every month, certain amount. I have to meet that. And this group of them prayed. This congregation has a victim praying. And there are no variety. It was not 1 cent less. It was not 1 cent more. I needed the money to be banked. And he was there. It's because the congregation of gathering an assembly of people started praying. It's not because of James. It's because he positioned himself in a place of where worthy people are who can pray. Would you leave the church? If an offer comes to for you to fly to America, if an offer comes for you to go to establish something in Australia, would you leave the church? Find what you have in your heart today. Is it for God or the people He has blessed you? Or is it for you? Let's find ourselves. Find yourself why God has chosen you and me. Why God has chosen us. That we should be together. Why God has chosen us. To go through certain times and hard times. Why has God allowed that to happen? Is it because you need to be done so? No. God wants you to position yourself at the time, right moment, that the people will come. And they will pray for you. They'll lift up their hands. I didn't ask them to pray for me. I only came for a counseling. Hear this out very clearly. I came to see a woman who was well known for counseling people. I did not come for prayer. I didn't come for deliverance and say that I've got demons inside me. No. I came for counseling. God took me one step further and I accepted the Lord on the day. In a small room, which was the maid's room, which turned to be a beautiful prayer room. God has never paid me from the day of birth. He gave me a congregation, and I know where the words. Every day this woman is praying for me. Every day the people who left this church who are overseas now, they're praying for me now. And I know they will continue to pray wherever they are. Because this group was ordained to be with me. Because of job, they left this country. Because of things, they left the country. But I know they're praying for me every morning, every night. When there was a need in my family or my children, they prayed. Someone was blessed much. And they said, James, do not worry about your children's education. Hebrew church who's got love, who's got compassion, who's ordained that I should be here among that group of people that will be a saints who are so fervent in prayer and willing to give their lives, willing to lay down their time, willing to give that time and say that I am giving my effort, not only my time, my effort, my energy for you so that your hands can be raised up and your war can be won. I won my war because of these people. Small congregation. Would this man leave the church? A congregation who so beloved to a person. Time of 7 years, God has brought many people in my life. Everyone was positioned. Some did not accept the position. Some even argued and are demanded for position in the church. It's not a position of whatever you are in the church. You want to be a secretary, you want to be the director, doesn't matter. The position is to become an establisher. The position is to become a stabilizer. We have to, number one, we are called to be a stabilizer, or we call it in the new language, it's called establisher. A person who can establish somebody who is unstable. That's what we are called to be assembling for. Amen. Amen. I know some of you have got your own stories in your life. Some of you have come to this church for a reason and a purpose. Bear in mind, there's a group of them, a small group of them, who is still faithful with me. Stand together and pray with me for every one of you. Notice, there's a small group of people who gather around me and stand around. Pastor, we want to carry your hands up, even as a pastor now, so that you will share your burden to prayer and pray. I'm thankful for those people. If you have prophecies come to pass, if you've got prayers come to pass, it's not by one person's prayer. It's a group of people who are praying together. Willing to shed their tears. That is why pastors can come to church, our church. And there was a lot of crying in this church. The crying was not for many people. Most of it was for me at the time. How could I forsake the every tear that is dropped for me? Brothers and sisters, a church assembly of people, saints, is to establish somebody else. Somebody else. So that you will be able to sit together, a group of people together, spiritually. When somebody needs help, you're there. In the congregation of the saints. We are not a club where there is a requirement for you to come, but there is a requirement here to become an establisher. In your own rights, in your own way, among all ourselves. Amen. I'll just take 1 minute break in your mind. To be establishers. Establish the things that God has put in our hearts. Establish the things that God wants us to do. To make steady. To establish Aaron, has established Moses when he needed establishment. When he needed to be steady. It doesn't matter who it is. Whether you're a king, you're a servant, a slave of this nation. Doesn't matter. Everybody has come down, established. Romans 1, chapter 1, verse 11. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established. So that we will be established with the Spirit's gift. The gift of God is not for us to use it for the fancy and whims for ourselves only. To establish. To establish. Paul wants to go to the church and tell them, I want to be there, I desire to be so much there, so that the impartation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that shall be with you, to establish you. He said, he didn't say, establish me. He said, establish you.
Now to him who is able to establish you to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the mystery kept secret since the day, since the world began. Establish again. Establish the preaching of word of God must be established in the heart of every man by God, the Spirit of God. And we are the establisher. We will give the right word at the right time so that man and woman can rise up. Even children can rise up. They will use the word of God to establish man, to make the person steady so that a man or woman will not go away, will not fall into the things of the world, will not fall into the things. The gospel of Christ must be established in the hearts of every one of them. Men be steady in them. They will not waver. They will not compromise. They will not do things. It's establishing. Establishing. So we have to be, we are called to be establishers, steady makers. Make people steady when they are wavering, when they are weak, when they are thin. Make them steady. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13. So that he may establish you, establish your heart blameless in holiness before our Lord God, that at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints, to establish holiness in order to so that each one of us, so that we do not fall into sin. So establish holiness. Some of us can be running away. Some of us have got a problem. I've got some children, I've adopted them in different places. And one of them calls me another day. Dad, please pray for me. It looks like the spirit of lust has taken over me. Why? It's because the internet has come into the person's life, this child of mine's life. And the person calls up and says, Dad, please pray for me. I do not know why. Something came to my internet. I saw it and suddenly my heart is now pumping out with so much of lust. Please pray for me. If there is an establishment, assembly of people that she's comfortable with, that she can speak to somebody, that she'll be able to, this child will be able to see that the establishment, she, her wavering heart can be established, made steady, so that she can walk in the holiness of God. Why? She's got a company. But the establishment is not working right. The assembly of God, of people, the assembly of people are not working right. They're bickering. They're carrying the things of the other person and talk and gossip around. That's not called establishment. That's called condemnation. That's called kicking. That's called kicking and killing. You want to establish somebody. You don't condemn. You don't kick, you don't kill. Establish is to uplift the person up. Hello? It's not gossip. Gossip is the opposite of establishing. Gossip is murder. So we must know where we are. To the holiness of God. The holiness before Jesus Christ comes, that he will place in our heart the holiness. Many of us say, Jesus will place. No, God has said, you people, make yourself time first. How can a family be right if the family members do not operate properly in the life? Family members must operate well in the life of their family. If it does not operate, they go off, then there's a problem. So God is called an assembly of people so they can establish themselves and establish so that they can work together. They become an assembly of people so powerful, even demons are scared of this assembly of people. The powers of darkness will be as scared, fearful, tremble before seeing the people of God, because the Holy of Holy lives in us. The Holy of Holy is inside us. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
The Holy of Holies is inside you and inside your neighbor. So you have to protect the neighbor. And the neighbor will protect you. That is why we call, I showed you just now, the establishment of God. God knows what he's going to do. He is the mastermind. He knows everything beforehand. He knows even thousands of years beforehand. And he knows what to do. Amen. So the Holy of Holies is inside us. The kingdom of God is inside us. And the temple of God is inside us. We have to protect the temple of God inside us and beside us. Hello. We have to protect the temple of God inside us and beside us. So that when I'm falling, when I'm wavering, somebody in the temple which is around will be able to carry me up and give me the Holy of Holiness. To bring me back to the Holy of Holy. Amen.
An assembly of people are people of saints who are able to establish people. We are called to be establishers. The position number two we are supposed to take is the establishment of people. We are called establishers. We're in the business of an amazing race of establishers. My desire for you, as the desire of Paul for the Thessalonica church, is this. As his desire is that every one of you will grow in faith. Grow in faith. Grow in faith. That your faith will raise up and raise up and say, raise up the dead. You raise up the dead. Grow in faith in Christ Jesus. That's my desire. That's the desire of Paul for Thessalonica church when he wrote that. His desire is that we will be molded to be like, more like, godly life, godly nature in Christ Jesus. That's a desire of Paul towards Thessalonica church. And that's my desire too for this church of amazing grace. The church is the assembly of people. My desire is for the people, not for the church building. If the people change, they can change nations. If the people change, if the saints change and fall into that position, and the nations will change, and the nations change, things will change around you and around people. Amen. It has got to start from somewhere. It has got to be a church, an assembly of people. An assembly of people. An amazing grace is meant for that. It's meant for that. Tolerance. Bearing one another. I think a little while later, I'll ask somebody to get the banner from my key is not here. I don't know where is it. I'm still sitting. Getting from the car. The banner has to be established. The banner of Christ has to be established. We are in the business of establishing. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 17. Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Establish you again. Comfort the heart. The heart will be comforted when it is established. When a person is established, made stabilized. When a person is propped up. When a person is stabilized, he'll be able to have a heart which is comforted. And the word will be good word. And the works will be good. Amen. We assembled here an amazing grace for one purpose. To fulfill what God desires of us. The problem with all of us is this. We pray and pray. It's one-sided prayer. God, I only want this. I want this. I want this. God, what do you want me to tell? What do you want to tell me in the situation I'm going through now, Lord? Speak to me. Speak to me. We want to hear what God, we want to hear what we want to hear. We don't want to hear what God wants to tell us. Unless God will hear what God wants to tell us, then we are in the position of hearing. The problem is we are talking too much. We don't hear. If we talk too much, we can't hear. Then we got 2 holes up here, on the east and the west. And we got only 1 on the north. So let's use more of this. Yes. You know, sometimes, being a counselor, you've got to hear a lot. You know, sometimes I'll be sitting down in my office, I'll be sitting down hearing, yes. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, okay, what happened next? You have to hear. Unless somebody is going to tell what you have to tell out, they will never go to sleep. Some of us have got to tell out what you have to tell out. Otherwise it's difficult to go in your life. It could be a time when they could even be deciding to suicide, because I was there. A person who goes through crisis. If your neighbor is so close to you, if the same sitting beside is close to you, you can be hearing, you can be listening, you can be advising, you can be establishing. So we can more work, more people are established than one person doing one job and doing many. So, we are not gathered here to please the pastor or whoever is leading the church or an elder. We are here gathered here for one purpose. For one purpose. For him and him alone. Amen.
Amen.
The difference between a church attender and a member of a church. There's a difference between a church attender. A attender who comes here for assembly of God, the assembly of the people of God, and a person who's a member is commitment. The difference is commitment. The person who comes and attends has no commitments. But who's a member, who's a part of this assembly, has got commitments. Commitments for him and commitments for his commands. God allows us to have the commitment for Christ and also the commitment for our neighbors, fellow saints. 2 Corinthians 8:5. And not only as we had hoped that they first gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God. In other words, first they gave themselves to God and then they gave by the will of God to their neighbors, to the saints of others. He talks about his church. He's talking about a small church, Macedonian church. He's talking about his Macedonian church, which, Lord, they were in poverty. They were in poverty. They gave themselves to God first. They gave themselves to God. God, I give myself to you, entirely to you. Here in poverty, doesn't matter. We, in the difficult time of the others, we would like to, in our poverty, we would like to dig out and see what we have to give to the people. I'm not asking you to give substance alone. It's easy to give substance. Can you give your service? Can you give your love? Can you give that last smile? Can you give that love and a mind of yours so that that person can be established, can be lifted up? There's a difference. A committed assembly of people, of saints, than uncommitted assembly of saints. Paul is talking from the Spirit of God. He says, out of their poverty, they gave. First, they gave themselves to God, and they gave themselves to the people beside them, the saints. So God is asking us, give yourself to God first, and give yourself to your neighbor, your saints, and the assembly of God. If we can't feed yourself here, we can't show that love, we can't show it here in the assembly of these people here, how can we go out to Sarawak, a Sabah, to show the tribes that love is all about? The problem is sometimes when we admonish people, when we get people in love and tell them, you know, we find you wrong here, they get offended, they run away from the church. We're not finding fault with people. We're establishing as a person who's somebody who's falling down. We want to establish the person so we can help the person. We tell them to step down or do something. People get otherwise and they get bitches. Oh, this pastor doesn't like me. If I am not liked, if I don't like people, then I should not be with people. I should be a hermit, sitting down somewhere, meditating to God alone, and don't give myself to others. That's called hermit. You know what does a hermit do? Have you seen a hermit? You have not seen a hermit. Go and Google what is hermit. There are so many people who have not so much of time. They give up their business, they give up their life, and go and sit in mountains and sit down and meditate. No food, no woman, nothing. Or a woman doesn't have husband at all. Sit down there meditating with one door, one clothing, and you know, 365 days, never bathe. Meditating. I give myself to God. And God's command is, love God with all your mind and all your strength. Second is what? Love thy neighbor. The trees are my neighbor. The animals are my neighbor. But he says, my neighbor is supposed to be the image of God. And the trees and the plants and the animals are supposed to feed me. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Is that what God says? Is that what God says in the Bible?
No.
In Genesis, it says, you know, you are supposed to be their neighbor. If not, means you don't have to have children, you don't have to have a wife, you don't have to have a family. You know, God will just give you from heaven, come down here, okay, you now become a hermit, sit down there in one corner. No relations. No father, mother, no uncle, no brother, no whatever, all relations, no. Coco. Don't even have any. But God gave relationships for a purpose. There are times it's very difficult. My son says it's sometimes difficult in my heart. But I have to correct. But I have to bear it again. I get angry. But I have to bear it because I have to follow this life. Because sometimes some people, when we tell them, we don't listen to them. The time when they come, they go through a difficult time, then they will remember. And I told you, isn't it? My second son, some time back, I had a vision that he had this face like that, like this. And when it had happened, he called me. The day he told me exactly it happened, like, Mr. Papa. Why? Because God shows a vision to us. We are in a position. If I see a position of somebody having problems, and I tell the person, brother, sister, don't go this way, and they still go that way, and they get into problems, after they blame the father, or the pastor, or nothing else. I tell them the truth, they don't listen, they go and build themselves something and come back, your congregation, what kind of congregation, la? We are part of the congregation. You've got a problem. Face the problem. Because when they say no, it's no. God says no, it's no. God didn't say, maybe can, maybe cannot. God is the God of yes or no. God doesn't say, maybe can, maybe cannot. Because God never wavers or change. Amen? Praise God. Are you with me? Praise God. Wonderful. So God shows that. And Paul tells us that, you know, even Macedonian church, the people who are giving not only to God, gave themselves to God entirely. They could have even fasted, but they could have gone even sacrificed their meals, their time and efforts and everything else. They could even sacrifice their installment to the bank, but they gave it to the others. I'm not asking you to sacrifice your bank loans or installment, but I'm telling you, the love that you should show to others is what he's looking for. It's what an assembly of God is all about. Assembly of people of God. I'm not promoting assembly of God churches, okay? I'm saying assembly of the people of God, assembly of the saints is all about. Okay? Praise God. Our job and objective is to establish taking a position in the assembly. We assemble. That's number one position. Number two position is to take a position in the assembly that we are able to become establishers. Or you can call yourself stabilizers. Amen? Whichever it is like. Are you with me? Praise God. As Aaron and her, in chapter 17 of the Exodus, you'll find they positioned themselves. They were with Moses. But when the time came, they themselves voluntarily went up. Moses did not call. Is there one word mentioned that Moses, hey, I'm in pain, can you come and help me out? He didn't ask for a favor. He didn't ask for help. But her and Aaron saw what is needed. They acted. Not sit down and say, are you a yes, la? Moses looks like the old man is tired, la. See how long he can be tired, la? We'll see how long. Ayo, he's still tired, la. He puts down, puts up. Now more frequent, la. More downs than ups. Aya. Hey, why are he like that, la? Maybe he's now 85 years old, that's why he's like that, la. Or maybe the age is stalking now, showing now. We've got so many other reasons to reason out, but not to become a person who wants to volunteer and say, yes, yeah, I'm here. I'm willing to carry your hands up. That's what they did. They do two things. They gave him a gold stick. Not only that, they carry the hand physically. Amen. Praise God. Are you with me? Saints, position yourself to become that person of Aaron and her so we can become establishers.